Blog Talk Radio.
Yo,
what's good?
What's good? I'm not sure anymore. What up, y'all?
Not sure anymore?
Yeah, I'm not sure anymore. What up, Red? What up, everybody? It's the menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's good?
Hey.
What's good? I know I don't sound the most enthusiastic right now.
Well, I'll brighten up that, you know, because I'm feeling good. I'm in a blissful mood. I've been in a blissful mood for the last couple of weeks, and you know, it feels good. And I'm hoping I can end and begin my millennium or my new decade.
New century. New century, new decade, something like that, yeah.
Yeah. I hope I can, you know, keep this going because I like it.
No doubt, no doubt. Is this Lady T?
Yes, yeah, it's me. Hey, guys.
Oh, Lady T, what's good?
What's going on?
What's good, Lady T? Not much. How you been? You all right?
Sorry,
you just
tired,
woke up, you're
I'm
getting over
right.
Something. Up.
No, it was probably my throat.
Oh, you was partying hard, huh?
Not at all. Wish I could.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Yeah, man. It's interesting how when we were kids, you know, there's certain things you just, when we were younger, there's certain things you just didn't have to think about. You didn't concern yourself with in the world. And you left that to your parents. But now, it's like you get to your
parents'
age and you just, yeah, and it's like, yo, I'm sorry, cause my mouth may be a little loose tonight, but yo, this world, yo, it's these fucking humans are fucking crazy. Like, yo, I mean, of course, the topic of our show tonight is human trafficking. And before we get into it, once again, it's Big Red Brother B featuring Lady T, the menu, on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. Yo, this shit is really troubling me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I have to say, yo, this shit is really scary. Because, like, every time you turn around, you hear about a young girl missing, a girl missing here, or kidnapped here. Like, yo, I was just looking at an article today. We were talking about, they were trying to snatch this girl off the street. And like in the afternoon, broad daylight.
Well, I'm gonna say this. Did you ever? You think that maybe like okay? I think this stuff has been always happening. It's just that because of social media and because everybody's on it, I think it's being like more out in the open now. Because it's always been happening. This has always been happening.
Okay. Lady T, what you think?
Sorry, guys. I didn't hear your question on that.
No, she was just basically saying that because social media has been, like, running the, you know, like, she thinks that the whole human trafficking thing, a lot of stuff has been happening. It's just that, you know, social media is, like, really putting a spotlight on it. Which, you know, to me, I mean, is a good thing, but at the same time, it's scary. It's like a real eye-opener. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's not to say that it hasn't been happening. But, you know, when I'm looking at some of these articles, and you got, I was just looking at something. 16 Marines were arrested to human trafficking and like drug charges.
I'm like,
like, I'm not even addressing the drugs right now. I'm just addressing the human trafficking. So then I saw something else. I don't know how real it was or not, fake news or whatever, but three pastors, black men, were arrested for human trafficking.
Right, I've seen that too. That's what I mean by I think this stuff has always been happening. Excuse me, I think this has always been happening. It's just that it's being, you know, put out there because of social media, and people are being more aware of it now. Excuse me, than they were before. You know, than they were before. But this stuff has been happening. Now you just said the Marines. Now how long have they been doing that? They might have been doing that for years.
And it's actually
that
been happening. Yeah,
right. They
might have
been doing that for years.
Homeland Security is actually in charge of all of this, so you have to question certain things when it comes to that, down to the point where they even have hotlines for it. Are those hotlines even being used? Are they, you know what I mean? Because who's really calling up for human trafficking? We have people like, I forgot his first name, but Epstein, the guy that hung himself. Wasn't that part of human trafficking? And maybe because that came to light, and there's a lot of other people, if he was alive, that could have been exposed, I think this would have been an even bigger topic.
Right.
Listen, I don't doubt what any of you.
Hello?
What happened?
Hello? I know I didn't get knocked off.
Nah, I did.
Hello?
And it was me.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
I know. I didn't get knocked off.
Yeah, that was technical difficulty. Yeah. What I was saying was, you know, I don't doubt, you know, what you two are saying about this is something that's been happening. But okay, yeah, you know, I guess social media is putting like a spotlight on it. Or it just seems like every time you turn around, it's like it's in your face. But then when you start looking at, you know, every time you turn around, it seems like, you know, is it like a little black girl missing somewhere? Always. It's not to say that it's something that is new. I know that. But it's like every time you turn around, it's like something is missing. Then you got these articles where they're talking about like 30,000, 40,000 black women are missing and no one is saying anything about it. And I'm just like, well, I mean, what the hell is going on?
Because I've seen a post he's a comedian, but he was saying like the same amount of number of women are going missing. And, you know, basically, like I said, you know, he was saying that, you know, when JonBenet Ramsey, when she went missing or whatever the heck that was, you've seen it all over. It was everywhere. But then he got to realize that was a totally different time. Once again, there was no social media. That was just regular news and whatever. But, you know, once again, we hate to put race into it, but then you have to, because once again, why are all these black women missing? Like, what's going on with that? Why there's so many of them missing? Why are people getting snatched up in the street and that? You know, I hate to say this sometimes, but it's like social media makes something like a trend, like it's a trend. And something like this is not a trend. This is something that's serious. If people are being snatched up off street, white vans and all that other stuff, then that's a problem. I remember years ago, and when I was living in Queens, they were saying something about some white van was snatching up people, and this was years ago. So, I mean, you know, I don't understand what's going on, and I don't understand why it's being glorified. You know, why it's not that it's being glorified, but if it's something that's happening, then okay, somebody needs to start some type of fund. And then also, you said, like, where's the Me Too movement? Where are all these movements and these you know, all these organizations that where they at trying to help and find, you know, like what's going on. If this thing is such a big thing, what's going on?
And they are out there because they have something called the Blue Campaign. And like I said, Homeland Security is supposed to be in control of this. But when you hear statistics
Sorry to cut across, but how was Homeland have anything to do with this? Like,
they're the ones that are supposed to be, you know, stopping the barrier between us, because a lot of times this happens and they say because of, like, race, gender, let's say runaway girls, things like that. They should be really on top of this. It's like saying, okay, why isn't the NRA handling the gun control? It's the same thing. It seems like there's loopholes at the top of the chain that's not being taken care of. And when they break it down, and it's like certain, let's say certain women that these, I guess you could say human traffickers, I guess you want to call them, target
mm-hmm.
runaway girls, they target men, it could be men, women, children, whatever the case may be, who are, let's say, going through something, low income, or whatever the case may be, that may be also willing to participate in this. I need to make quick cash. It just sounds like underlining prostitution also. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But when anyone sees anybody in a situation where they're vulnerable, they're quick to attack.
I mean, you know, I just, like I said, it's just troubling. Like, every time you turn around, you know, once again, this is why I kind of asked the question. I had put two questions up on Facebook. Not even going to really go into it, but, and I don't want to make, like, a whole race thing out of it. But, I mean, I kind of have to go there, because every time I turn around and look at most of these articles, it's always a little black girl. All black teenager, all black woman that's missing. And it makes me wonder, like, yo, what are we doing to protect women? Like, what are we doing to ensure or try to make sure that they are okay? Like, it is our duty, and I have to go there. Once again, I have to go there. It's our duty as black men to make sure that our women are taken care of. It's the same duty every other culture, but to make sure that the women in their culture are good. Just like it's their duty, is our duty as well.
Right, you're absolutely right.
And I have a serious issue when I'm looking at these articles and I'm looking at these things, and it's always brown girl. It disgusts me. It really disgusts me how when I look at these pastors, those three black pastors, you pieces of shit. You're black. I don't know who they were trafficking, but more likely it's probably some brown girls. How could we of all people even involve ourselves in some human trafficking when we were like the first fucking experiments for it?
Well,
how do you have the
audacity? Form of slavery too, right?
Huh?
It's another form of slavery.
Exactly, but once again, how you know what I'm saying? How dare we? How far? You know what? We really haven't come that far as a species at all. With all the technology that we have, with all this shit going on, we haven't come far at all. We have not come that far mentally. Nah, mentality, right now it seems like everything is going back to the barbarian. Everything. Even the people who hide to uphold the law, to uphold the law or breaking the law, or they feel that they're above these man-made laws. There's no integrity. This country is like the capital of, like, unaccountability. Like, we will not be accountable for shit. This whole culture, we will not be accountable for shit. That's the whole attitude. We're not accountable for nothing. So whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, it's because I, you know, it's a thing of, I'm not going to say all black men, and I'm not going to. They have it in their heads that we don't need to be protected. I'm going to say partly, and
You're breaking up. You're breaking up, Red. You're breaking
Hello?
Up.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I said I feel that nowadays that black some black men feel that we don't have to be protected. And I'm going to say this.
It's trash. It's trash, man.
Right, but I'm going to say, no,
say
wait a minute, but
think,
I'm going to say
gonna,
this.
Like, real quick, you going to say that about your mama? You going to say that you don't think your mama needs to be protected? Or what, it only matters is protecting your mama or your grandmama or your sister or your mom? Come on, man. It takes a village. That's where you're supposed to be. But I'm sorry. Go ahead, Red. Red. Okay. Now Red got dropped. What the hell is going on, T?
I get what Red was trying to say with that. I just wanted to put my input in it. But you do have some men, and it's not because they're not men, but they feel like, okay, oh, you're a feminist. I guess you could do it all on your own. So you don't really need me type attitude.
I'm sorry.
And because you're too independent, no, you good. I don't need to do it. You also got some brothers that are too laid back on certain things that'll feel like she's good. I don't need to protect her. She's all right. She'll be okay.
Okay.
Meanwhile,
you know
I feel
what?
Like, just like how you said, it takes a village. You understand what I'm saying? But why we keep on blaming the black man and this, that, the next. Why are we not looking at the way we run in our communities and what's going on? I remember back in the day, it didn't matter if it was my mom, someone else's mom. You had your dad's friend may protect her, you know what I mean? Somebody's uncle, you know, people that knew people. So it really didn't matter. They were protecting their communities. And we don't have that structure anymore.
Oh, no.
I'm back.
That was broken up. Yeah. I know you back. We know you back. We heard you.
Look, I'm back. All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ray. Okay. No, what I was saying, I was trying, well, Lady T kind of said kind of what I was going to say. I was saying that black men don't feel that we need to be protected, but I was going to say that also partly that is our fault, not us personally, but some black women fault because they feel that, oh, I don't need him to protect me. Oh, I can do this on my own. Oh, I don't need you. I don't, you know, it's like that type of, oh, I don't need you. But then again, you do need a male to protect you for something, especially, you know, I'll say within like your family or, you know, a male friend. It don't have to be your boyfriend or anything like that, but just a male friend. You need some type of male to be around so other dudes will know, like, yo, you ain't going to do such and such, such. But I'll give an example, like say a girl and, you know, the guy that she's dealing with and the guy is being abusive to her, whatever. Now, she may get her brother involved, a cousin involved, a nephew, somebody involved, or even her own children if she have grown children. But then you sit up there and you want to get protected by this dude that's doing whatever to you. But then after that, maybe a couple of days later, you back with the dude or you, oh, yeah, this is my baby. But the dude was just beating the shit out of you 3 days ago. You understand what I'm saying? So sometimes some men will say, well, you know what, listen, all right, if you're going to do that, then I don't have to protect you. Because guess what? You're going to go back to this dude and if he do something worse to you, listen, we tried to help you, but you didn't want the help. You understand what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, I get it. I get it, Red. I get it. But my thing is this. We can't let one overtake the other. Because, you know what I'm saying? I have a female friend. And we go way back. And she pops that shit sometimes. Oh,
mm-hmm.
I don't need no help. I don't need this. I don't need that. And I tell her, shut up. I say, because you keep talking that shit. But yeah, who you on the phone with? Who you griping to? You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Like, you griping to me. Why? Because I'm a friend. And I'm not a female. I'm a male. But you know what I'm saying? You're looking for another perspective, and I get it. But you can say what you want to say about you don't need to be protected. You don't need this. You don't need that. But you know what? Everybody needs somebody, goddammit. And as a black woman can't sit here and tell another black man, I don't need your protection. You can't say that to us because we're in the same goddamn struggle. We're in the same boat.
Yeah, you're right, but if you have a dude that's on from, well, you, like I said, I've encountered a guy that I was working with a guy and he was on that type of like, oh, yeah, well, y'all women want to equal rights, so y'all don't have to.
And
it's just like.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm sorry. Throw that nigga off the boat.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to sit there and deal with people who are not someone. Like, listen, I can agree to disagree. But when you come with views like that and attitudes like that and stuff like that, I feel that you're useless. You're useless
right.
to what we got going on because you're a part of the problem. You're not a part of the
right,
solution.
Absolutely.
So if you're not going to be a part of the solution, then you're a problem that we don't need. You're a cancer that we don't need.
Need, yep.
I'm sorry, K-Dog.
Absolutely.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
Hey,
K-Dog. How y'all doing? Hey,
we're good, brother.
What's up? Hey, man, we're good. I just had to come in on the conversation. Could you guys refresh me, please? Because you know what, I just had to, you know, come over, you know, after dealing with the parents and all of that. So, do you mind refreshing me about a few things?
Yeah, nah, it's all good. I mean, like I said, I'm just, you know, like I said, this whole, yeah, this is why I don't read the news, but then it's like I'm about to just, like, stop being on Facebook because,
okay.
Like, every time I turn around, once again, I'm just seeing what I don't want to see. And even though I have to be mindful of what's going on in the world sometimes,
mm-hmm.
I just don't want to feel depressed. I don't want this to plague my head. I mean, hey,
right.
I got a daughter. I got nieces. I got freaking godchildren. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Really? Yeah, I got people who got kids, wives, you know. What? Yo, come on. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, really? Like, this is what we're allowing. And I'm not putting it all on black men. I'm not.
No.
I'm just putting it on. I'm just putting all on a society who refuses to acknowledge the ills and the problems that it has. A society
okay.
that refuses to fix or claim accountability for the bullshit. Humanity is just like fucking spiraling down a drain right now.
You know, there's a couple of things, and I heard what everybody had to say, and I listened to it. What it is that you do. Everybody needs somebody. I mean, where's the love? Where's the understanding? Look, you know, it takes a lot to admit when you're wrong. You know, it does take a lot to admit when you're wrong. It takes someone to understand and say like this. You know what? I did something wrong. I admit, I apologize for it. You know, I don't act. I understand you may be holding a grudge, but it's not cool to hold grudges. And when a man stands up and says like this, you know what? Hey, I'm wrong. And I heard what, like I said, I heard what everybody had to say. But the thing is, you have to have respect for one another. That's the thing. Us as a people, we have to take responsibilities for what we're doing. You understand? It's not about blaming anybody else, but you have to take responsibility for whatever it is you're doing. You understand? It takes, whether you're a black man or black woman, you know, we're all in this together. And black
yeah,
men
well,
respect
that's the thing.
Black
we're
women.
Supposed to be. We're supposed to
yeah.
be all in this together, but like I said, I've turned around and I'm, you know what? Like I said, I'm not throwing it all on the black man. I'm not, but I'm gonna throw enough to where cats need to pull their pants up and get their shit together.
Right.
Now, of course, cats out here don't want to be told what to do or how to do it, but you know what? I love it when somebody want to talk about their boss. But you don't even own shit. You don't own shit to be a boss.
Exactly. You ain't doing shit to be a boss, but yet you want, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you want to do some boss shit? Yo, yeah, like Lady T said, take care of your community.
That's it, and I agree with what you said.
I remember years ago. I remember years ago, it was the same dudes that was in front of the building selling drugs. It was the same dudes that was helping the old ladies and with the groceries, saying, "Yo, selling the crackers, yo, don't be coming over here around this time." It may sound like an oxymoron, but a lot of cats still have respect. They have respect for their community. They have respect for the people in the community. Even though they was doing dirt, they still have some goddamn respect and some type of mannerisms about it.
Mm-hmm.
These cats nowadays, like Red said, they done broke all the Biggie 10 cracker manners. All of them.
Absolutely.
Yep, absolutely. Because you know what? I remember growing up, we used to live in a building, and I remember these guys that used to hang out. They used to be the ones breaking into people's apartments and stuff. And what's crazy about it is that as a kid coming home from school, I see these guys, you know, hanging out there. They listen, little man. Hey, little man, how was school today? I'm like, school was good. And it's like, say, man, you staying in school, right? I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah, don't forget, man, read those books, all right? Stay away from trouble. And these are the same guys that are breaking into apartments, but they telling me stay in school and stay out of trouble. You understand?
Yeah,
because
they're trying to drop knowledge.
And I stayed there.
Yeah.
They're trying to drop knowledge to let you know that, listen, you don't want to be like how we are and doing what we do. And you know what? Just like you said, we don't have that anymore in these males. We don't have this anymore in these men
no.
now. Because even
respect
where
has
I...
gone out the window.
Right. The way I live at, like, I go to a hairdresser that's over here, and it's right here in our neighborhood. Now, like I said, they have a lot of stores and stuff in the neighborhood, which is good, but it's like... the activity that goes on in this kid, like it was calmed down a little bit. But I said maybe these are the ones that just got out of jail, or I don't know what
mm-hmm.
happened. But now the activity over there is horrible, and they be all in front of this lady's shop, and she, me and her were talking with them. She's like, you know, calling the police is a waste of time. I said, yeah, but these are grown men. They should know that this is a business. You got people coming in and out, you know, women coming in and out of here. They don't want to be hearing all that cursing and playing dice and SU man and weed smoke. And, you know, some women
right.
come in there with their young, you know, young ladies, and these men are just cussing and they're just yelling. And it's horrible. It's disgusting. And they have no respect at all, none.
And then they'll probably say, I'm sorry. And my question for the men on the panel is, guys are always talking about, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. What about atonement for us to trust and feel like you're going to protect us? You know what I mean?
Right.
And then
absolutely.
Secondly, another thing to the guys on the panel, because you guys can answer it. I'm not a male. What would you consider y'all protecting a female? Whether it's a female in your community, your female, or whatever the case may be, what do you guys define as that protection?
Loyalty.
I'll let you go, K-Dog, first, because, I mean, me, I come from a totally different area with it.
Go ahead, K-Dog. All right. Well, I was taught loyalty. And love and respect, and also to be the man, to take responsibility. And another thing, the biggest thing is to take responsibility. Like I said before, it is very important to be responsible, because especially the woman in your life, love her. Do right by her. There's also respect. Never admit to the wrong, and also, like I said before, responsibility, being responsible. Brother B, take it, brother.
Take it, brother.
The only thing, all right, when it comes down to, because once again, topic of the show, human trafficking. One of the things that ties into it is the fact that how, you know, I don't feel that enough with, things are being done, because it's in the community period. But like I said, most of these girls that are gone missing, I've noticed, are brown girls or black girls.
black women. So I kind of got to address it from where it's at. And when it comes down to talking about protection, that's one thing you really can't talk to me about. I mean, I've been doing security for 27 years. So I already have that attitude. Like, I look over, I go to the bathroom and look over my shoulder. So when it comes down to the women in my family, my daughter, like, yo, listen, man, if you want a serious problem, or if you're looking for a one-way ticket to heaven, you fuck with one of my people, simple and plain. And it's not anything about gangster and all that, but you know what? I don't give a damn. This system, there's no justice.
Mm-mm.
I believe in my own personal brand of it. Because you know what? There's this movie. I don't know if anyone of you ever seen this movie, Dracula. But there's a line in there where he says, men don't fear swords, they fear monsters. And I truly believe that. The way the world is nowadays, cats are not fearing the guns, knives, or whatever. So you got to take it a step beyond that. Mm-hmm. And my whole thing is this, man, I don't ever have to want to deal with that type of issue. But it is a village. And the people that I correspond with, the people that are in my cipher, that's my village. But at the same time, I'm not going to see some young girl in the street getting beat up on, and I ain't going to step in and say something. So I might easily say, hey, it's none of your business, but you know what? It is my business. Because you ain't going to do that shit in front of me.
Right.
Simple and plain. This is just what it is. This is that much serious in how I take it. But once again, that's just me. But every man should be like that, especially black men. We should be looking out for our women one way or another. Because the whole thing is this. If it wasn't for them, there would be no us.
That's
so
right.
So once again, when you disrespecting your woman, you're disrespecting your mama. You're disrespecting your mama's mama. You're disrespecting a whole line of women that paved the way for your black ass to even be here.
I'm just saying, you're right.
Get into the color perspective, but, you know, this is kind of, you know, where it's going from. But go ahead.
No, but you're right, but the thing is, what if you have a black man or a male period, that doesn't respect his own mama? Because, see, that's where a lot of that comes from. That's why
I'm sorry, Red. I don't associate with those types. Listen, if you can disrespect your mama, you can disrespect me.
But that's what I'm saying.
But
they
a lot of men,
I can't deal with you.
A lot of men have mommy
part
issues.
Of the problems. Yes, they are part of the.
A
problem.
Lot of them have mommy
that's
issues.
Yeah,
right.
They
that's part of the
mama.
Problem.
The whole thing is this:
if you have to disrespect, if you feel that you're disrespecting your mama, where the hell is your respect? Because you know what, if like I'm not ashamed to say this.
Cats don't respect themselves.
You don't respect yourself because one thing I do say is this: is that when it comes to my mom, I am very respectful, and my mom taught me something. She always said, "Kerwin, you respect. I want you to always have respect for women, because when you respect women, if you respect me, that means you have to respect women. That's something my mother always installed in me."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know what? But you know what the sad part is? A sad part is a lot of people strayed away from it. There's a lot of women out here who are mothers by default.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They just had a baby, but they don't know how to be a mother. So they're raising kids that they don't know how to raise, and they're treating them, you know what I'm saying? Some of them are treating them like shit, and then they wonder where these males are coming from. A lot of these little 80s crack babies is running around doing all types of weird shit now.
The 80s crack babies, that's the ones that's having the babies. That's the ones that's
once
having
again,
the kids now, though, them 30-something-year-olds. That's the ones that's having the babies
and,
now.
And then once again, the problem continues. The problem continues. Listen, ain't society don't give a fuck about a blue black girl or a black woman going missing.
Oh yeah, they don't.
They don't care.
What do they
but
care?
That's my problem. But that's the problem. But see, my problem, which is bigger, is how are we not caring? How are we not caring? You know,
how
are
we not caring? We just said it several ways, Brother B, just now. You guys just said, oh, dismiss those brothers that act like that. What about enlightening them? Maybe they don't know.
Listen,
the same thing
I'm
with
sorry,
those females. I'm sorry, you don't just come out when you have a baby, I know how to take care of this kid. I remember back in the days, there would be people that would put you back on track. So are we doing
yes,
that?
They
it goes
would.
Back to community.
They
know,
would.
And you're right.
They would
you're right,
check
but
you in
you
the
can't civilize. You can't civilize every savage. I'm sorry. I sometimes I just got to call it how it is. You can't civilize every savage. For those that may have hope, you can work with those. But there's cats
mm-hmm.
out there that are hopeless. And those are the ones that need to be done away with. They're useless. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, but I just have to I see it a certain way. If you're not a soldier for your own, or if you're not a soldier for yourself, then what the hell, what's your purpose? What's your function?
Brother B and Big Red Lady T, I just want to just say this. And as I heard you, Brother B, and
you're breaking
all up. All I got to say is that what it is that a lot of these brothers out here, they're quick to blame other people for what they're doing. They're quick to blame other people for their actions. You understand? That's the sad part about it. They're quick to blame other people. You know, oh, well, blame this person, blame that person. But yet, at the end of the day, are you really taking a good look at yourself and what you're doing wrong? No.
But you know what? But you know what the thing is, our community, community, I'll say that loosely, we're all pointing the fingers at each other. Black men, black women, we're all pointing the fingers at each other. You know what I noticed? I sit back and I really just don't see other people doing shit like that. I just really don't. I don't see other.
You don't think
other
cultures
doing,
do that?
Yeah,
listen,
they do.
If you
they
know
do.
What?
They keep
they,
it
they,
nice
they
and quiet
me,
so they could look and nice and clean.
Thank you, Lady T.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lady T. They
thank
don't
you.
Air their laundry.
Thank you.
They don't put their
mm-hmm.
laundry out there. They don't air it. But we, every chance we get, we run into a reality show. We putting our shit on Facebook. We're putting everything everywhere so everybody can see
social media.
Little 15 minutes of fame, but it's bullshit.
Let me tell you something about social media. And I say this about social media. It's not like I've said it on the Absolute Truth Show, Hot Rod Things Like That. I'm like, what people do with social media, it's disgusting. If you're going to use social media to air out your problems, what the hell are you doing? If you're going to use social media to bash somebody, there's a problem. That is a huge problem. Back in the days before social media, what did people used to do to discuss an issue? Grown adults.
Well, yeah, people actually step to people. People actually step to one another. Now
exactly.
it's a cowardice culture.
It is a cowardice culture. If you have to hide behind social media. If you have to use social media to attack somebody, that's pitiful.
Well, my thing
is,
but
that's
like
you
I gotta said,
hide behind that. You can't say that to the
person.
You can't, listen, I'm hide behind, or I can say what I want because I'm behind a computer. They ain't gonna know it's me, or I can say what I want because I ain't gonna see that person. Don't be too sure about that because you say that and then you end up seeing the person out in the street and end up whipping your ass. Okay,
exactly.
what I'm saying? And you get what you deserve. Like, don't say that.
Like, yo, okay, so I sent Red this article about this 13-year-old boy, right? He executed his girlfriend because he thought she was pregnant.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things I can say, but I'm just not going to say it on the air. We have truly lost our motherfucking minds.
Exactly.
We
lost
truly,
our damn minds.
We have truly
to
lost
do something that stupid.
Our way. I mean, listen. I can't explain nothing. All I know was an article that was written. Looked at it, read it a little bit for as much as I can stomach it for, and then just say, you know, let me pass this to Red and let Red check it out. Once again, can't no black woman tell me, oh, I don't need you to protect me. I'm sorry, shut the hell up. You can't tell me that. Brother, you know what I'm saying? Somebody got to take the stand. Because Red, I love you to death. You're my family, but you can never, I don't care. Listen, in your sleep, in your awakeness, you can never tell me, oh, I don't need you. What? It's not about what you need. It's about what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I'm not loving you just because you're my fam, but I'm loving you because you're my sister. You know what I'm saying? We in the same struggle.
Exactly.
Lady T could listen. She could tell me that. Nah, you can't tell me that shit. Let me see Lady T in the street and somebody stubborn. So I'm gonna pick up a brick, bust their ass. Why? Because we in the same struggle.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to be family, but once again, that's part of the village.
I could think back. There was years ago. I remember this, and we witnessed a woman being beaten. I mean, this guy was quote unquote a friend of mine, and he was smacking the crap out of his woman. I had to jump on him and grab him in the headlock. Skinny as I am, I had to jump and grab him in the headlock and say, "What the fuck are you doing, man?" Excuse the language, but I was like, "What the hell are you doing?" I mean, I didn't look at him the same after that. He was like, "Oh, come on, man." I'm like, "Dude, you're a punk." I'm like, "Wow, you putting your hands on a woman, man? Are you serious?"
Right. Absolutely. There, like, you know, it's sad that it's not sad that you have to do that, but like I said. Yeah, you got to – sometimes you got to check your voice. Like, my own son had an experience with that a couple of years ago when, you know, him and a friend of his and his girlfriend got into it, and he had to, you know, basically get on him. Like, bro, like, what are you doing? Like, it's okay, you're mad and you're angry or whatever, but you don't put your hand – you know, like I said, my son never seen – you know, he don't see stuff like that or never seen anything like that as much as me and his father might have gotten into, but he's never seen stuff like that. But I told him, I said, because that's what the young man, that's what he's seen at home or have seen, so he think that's what he's supposed to do. But I said,
yeah,
but you
cool.
step in, you know, it's sad that you had to, it's not sad that you had to step in, but thank goodness you did step in and say something. But then you know what? Sometimes you're putting your own life in danger because these dudes start getting, oh, what the F, man, you were putting. No, bro, like, you're not supposed to be beating up on no woman or hitting no woman. I don't care what happens. Like I said, I don't care about that.
Just walk away, man.
So it's sad that we
just
don't have
away.
Here. Walk away or just
but
be like,
see,
oh, you know, let's take a walk.
But see, exactly. But see, I think that's part of the problem, Red. See, we kind of blow each other off, like, you know, what was the word that you used earlier, Lady T? You know, we kind of, dismiss. We dismiss each other. So we don't, you know, we don't feel that each other are of a certain any value. That's why I really think a lot of times that we don't take care of each other because we're too busy dismissing each other. We feel that, I'm better than you, you're better than this is better than that, and, oh, you think you're better than me. Listen, You can't even call the crabs in the barrel anymore.
And
like
another
I heard
thing,
on one show one time, crabs don't belong in the barrel. Crabs don't belong in the barrel. It's not natural.
Right. I mean, if you're going at each other's throats,
we've allowed that to become natural. We have allowed shit like that to become natural in our homes, in our areas, and what's left of our communities. We've allowed that attitude to run rampant. We can sit here and listen to a song, and we hate the shit out of each other, man. Sometimes you just got to admit it.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think, and I'm not saying this because, like I said, you know me with music and rap music. I love
Lady
music.
T
but do
first.
You think that?
Lady T,
huh?
Answers the question first. Lady T answers the question first.
It's in your court, Lady T.
Okay, so do you think that maybe, like, okay, what they're saying now with a lot of these rap songs now, I ain't talking about, like, the ones we were listening to. I'm talking about a lot of these rap songs now. You hear a lot of, I'm not going to say, they say it's like a rape culture type of thing, but you do hear a lot of stuff in these rap songs that are like, you know, oh, she took a Molly, you know, I gave her some Molly, I gave her some Percocet, and then I enjoyed that or whatever, or I got, you know, it's not even about, oh, I get a drunk, or I get a little high. Now they talking about prescription pills and all this other stuff, and, you know, do you think a lot of that may contribute to, I'm not going to say, a little bit of the sex trafficking, maybe a little bit of that, maybe into, like, maybe the prostitution thing. Do you think that may influence some of that? Because there's all levels to that stuff, you know. It's not just, you know, streetwalkers, you know. That stuff can be on all levels.
Drugs do play a part of it, especially in the communities, let's say, like, in Detroit, Michigan, Chicago, and things like that, where it's the numbers are high up there and things like that, certain parts of California. But I think it's been happening. We can't keep blaming the rap music. We had crack back then. Things was getting laced. You had heroin. There was people, you know, with the sex trafficking, heroin. It's like the new Molly, I guess. I don't know. I never tried either or, so I don't know. But it's been out there. The drugs have been out there. These girls do get high and stuff like that regardless. They've been getting high.
Okay.
Listen, I'm not gonna sit there and say, thank you, Lady T, for that. I'm not gonna sit there and say, and put it all on the music, but I gotta put some of it on the music. But I really gotta put it on these assholes who sit there and make music, and then they turn around and they send their kids to private schools.
Exactly.
Like your kids don't grow up in the same area because you don't live in those areas. So the bullshit that you push into other kids, your kid may listen to it in a secure area. See, this is the shit that I'm talking about. Like when we're so focused, you know, on the thing that shines, but we're not looking at the vision. The vision is cloudy, but all you see is the shine. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got an executive who's just pushing paper and telling you what to do and how to do it. And you're doing it for a dollar.
Yeah, that Bobby Smyrna case could show you that, because when they brought that song to the executives, they should have known what time it was with their whole album with that and where it could have gone. They didn't care. I blame the executives as far as the music industry.
Time.
It's like they're looking at the quick dollar signs that this could get us. They're not concerned about their, you know, their person on the label being a snitch and, you know, and what problems it could cause for them later on, or a gang member. They don't care about that.
But
you know what else,
too, I wanted to add to that?
Why you running your
mouth? You know what else I wanted to add to that, too? The problem is that when they bring in the contracts to rappers, they know who to target. Like, they'll say, oh, you know what? I want this person. I'm gonna pick this dude from this neighborhood. Oh, he looks like the kind of person that we'll put out there. He'd be stupid enough to sign our contract. Like, how many of you remember the third base video gas phase when
they show the priority of the guy saying like this, oh, yeah, sign this contract. Signing them on this contract right here. Yeah, keep the app.
Yep.
We make you fresh and dope. That's the ticket. That's how they get you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how they get you. And they get you to disrespect your own. They get you to disrespect your people. And
but
that's
see,
the
but
sad
at the same
part
time,
about it.
You can't get some, first of all, these cats was willing to be disrespectful from the jump. That's
mm-hmm.
the problem. That's
right.
Why I mean, listen, I get where you was coming from, Lady T, but some of these MFers need to be dismissed. Throw their asses off the boat. Because the whole thing is, once again, useless. If you're willing, if you're a willing participant in the demise, the destruction, or the degradation of your own,
shame on
you. You have no real purpose except for your own selfish needs. You have no real
because you're making
purpose.
That money. All of this for the almighty dollar.
Mm-hmm. Money comes, money goes, man. Money comes, money goes.
Yeah, but they don't look at it like that.
Forever. And listen, integrity stands forever. Beyond, probably more powerful than
beyond a dollar. Yeah, but they don't have integrity anymore. And ain't none of that.
It's gone out the damn
window. Yep.
and
knock on wood, because it sure did.
and that's a problem. Because once again, for me to look at the article, like I really looked at those faces. These three black men. And if I could be left in the room with all three of them. Like, yo, how could you do that? Like I said, that could have been my niece. That could have been my kid. That, you know what I'm saying? That could have been my man's kid. Somebody, that could have been somebody I know kid. But that could have, but then again, it's anybody's kid. How could you do that? How could we do that? So you shouldn't be doing it to anybody, but how could you do it to your own?
Exactly.
This is why I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm one day.
That money is that greed.
Man, listen, money.
That's that greed.
Thing. Money just facilitates. That shit, what does it really do? It just facilitates. It gets you the shit that you want. But the real shit that you need, you
But
need
it's like,
it.
How?
Money can't buy it. Money's not going to be able to buy that. Oh, the stuff that you really need, money can't buy it. It's way more, it's much more than money.
It's not about, the shit that you really need is not about money. It's not about money.
Yep.
Like I said, it's all nice and good, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, you chase that paper for as long as you want to, but yo, you ain't gonna never get that piece of mind. Really?
You can't take it with you when you're dead.
Sure can't.
Like
sure
said,
can't,
we
not
gotta,
at all.
We have to do better, man.
What do we
really
say to the girls? What do we say to the girls, Bubba B, that they okay with being trafficked? They're okay with that. They need to make this quick cash. What do we say to them?
Listen, Lady T, your answer is good as mine. I couldn't sit back. If I sat there and looked at a girl and honestly knew that she was willing, I couldn't say anything. But you're crazy. Like you're worth more than that. Like somebody
exactly.
needs to be in your life and to encourage you. Or breathe some type of new life into you, like, yo, this is not it.
Well, listen,
I'm
destroyed, you know. I need to do this for the money. I'm destroyed. I'm worthless anyway. They have that attitude.
And you know what?
That's it's a sad reality of it. Because
the
what do they think
is,
of
once
themselves?
Again, listen, then we need to change. We need to make some changes. We need to stop. We need to get off this negative shit, man. Even whether it's in the music, whether it's going on in the streets, we need to change our own narrative. So our little black girls, black women will come home. So the real men that are willing to take the stand and fight and want to build a community, they will have them to help. Like, I'm not trying to sound preachy, but at the same time, listen, it gets to a point in your life where it's like, yo, the bullshit, somewhere along the line, you got to call a spade a spade. And there's a lot of fuckery going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really like spilling over. It's really spilling over. If it's not human trafficking, like what is it next? What are you going to traffic next? What are you going to do next?
Human trafficking,
like said,
exploitation. It's a damn shame.
How many times I'm tired of seeing black women shake their asses on TV. I'm tired of women seeing women period shake their asses on TV. I'm tired of it. This fucking time,
but y'all ain't
here.
Well, I'm up in the club, though. Y'all asses be up in the club watching that same
you know
ass.
What? People still go to the club.
Club,
what is that? Club, what is that?
Yo, I don't remember the last time
y'all,
I saw
y'all,
you.
Y'all lying
club.
On here. Y'all lying on
no,
here, guys.
Clubs, my goodness.
Y'all ain't never been to the strip club in y'all life.
What club they got out? I'm just saying, what club they got around now?
Ooh, they got
I've
enough.
There,
too many.
There was a time I did, but you know what? Hey, once I've done it, been there, done that.
All right, what's the difference then? Come
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
Because
been there, done
because.
That, and you know what? And you know, to be honest, I really don't miss it. I don't miss
you
it at all.
But y'all, all right, y'all grew up, so let's pray these guys grow up.
Yes.
Nah.
Yeah, but listen, men ain't gonna never say something. I mean,
you know,
maybe you say that, but men ain't gonna never stop like watching that. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I feel that they should get sick. No, I'm serious. I mean, to me, I think anybody. I'm a woman. I get sick of looking at these, especially like on social media. Everybody got to shake their behind, twerking. But that shit gets annoying. It's like that's the only thing you know
There's
how to do. Doing like, can you boil some fucking? I'm sorry, excuse me.
Nope.
Can you boil
nope.
some water?
Nope. Nope.
Damn,
like,
can you boil water?
You know what's funny? I tell people this. Like, someone say, oh, you mean to tell me you don't miss go? I'm like, listen, that was then. This is now. You know, you have a different mindset. You think differently. You chill out. You're like this. Listen, man, I grew up, man. I don't go to that stuff no more. And you know what's funny is this, is that, and I tell this honestly, I stopped going in my late 20s. I stopped going. I was like, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you ain't going back? Like, no. What the hell am I going back for? What am I doing? Like,
right.
What the hell
you see
the
same damn people? Listen,
come
I remember when we used to go to the club. You see the same goddamn man or the same dudes every like Friday or Saturday night. The same damn dude with the same outfit on, or he'll switch it up. He'll try to switch it up every 2 weeks. And, it's like, and come talk to us like he ain't never seen us before. You just seen me last
exactly.
week. What are you talking about? And come to me the next week, talking about how you doing. What's your name again, sir? Get out of my face, please. What's my damn name?
There was a guy. I remember. There's this guy that I remember. He used to go all the time. Like, man, listen, man, look. Come on, man. Why don't you go? I'm like, bro. I don't need to. I'm like, bro, I don't need to be up in there. I really don't.
And what does his bank account look like now?
I know, right?
Hun, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Oh,
he still
goodness.
Live at home with his mama, so you know, he has to move back home to his mama.
Wow.
So.
I don't know, yo.
Wow.
So you see, I'm like, man, this is crazy. You know. And like a lot of people laugh at me when I say that. I'm like, listen, that's just me, man. I don't need to be up in there. I don't need to be up in there. It's like our group. It's like I have a different mindset.
Right.
I mean,
come on,
we got less than 90 seconds left. I just want to say, you know, I know we was on the topic. You know, we kind of strayed off a little bit, strayed back on. But I do want to say, we really need to start learning some accountability. Take care of your goddamn village, man. It's not
mm-hmm.
just sometimes, not just about the people in your household. As much as it may not seem right, it is right. Take care of your village, man. Because we,
mm-hmm.
in the grand scheme of things, we are all we got. So nobody give a damn about us. They come into our neighborhoods, they sell us shit, they take over shit and give us the
mm-hmm.
shit. You know what I'm saying? We really need to step our game up, look at each other respect each other, respect ourselves, you know what I'm saying? And damn sure, dudes, put your pants up. Look after your sisters. Look after your women, your mother.
Have respect for your mama first up.
That's first thing, exactly.
Lady T, Big Red, K-Dog, another one in the can, the menu. Hey,
yes,
everybody, have a great holiday. Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
You too.
Just enjoy your holiday. And,
yeah,
enjoy yourself,
being
guys.
With,
peace
just
out,
enjoy
y'all.
Being
catch
with
you
family.
Next week. Yeah,
peace
yeah.
and love.
So that's what it's all,
about.
All
right, good night, y'all.
All right, y'all. Good night, y'all. Peace.
Later, guys.
Peace.
Later.